jam-pack your afternoon with topical information on the Lunchbox.
A very good afternoon to you and welcome to yet another exciting and educational show. This is the Lunchbox Show on UNISA Radio, the African voice. It is all about you. My name is Nancy Kay and I will be with you from this hour until the hour 4, interacting, engaging with you, bringing you information that you really need to know about what is happening in and around the world and also around UNISA campuses. Now, let's have a quick check at what we will be focusing on this hour. Well, on this hour, of course, we'll be talking about educational development and Ms. Chantel Wolst-Aizen, the head of communications and project development from Shanduka Foundation, will be telling us more about that and also explaining to us what the Cyril Ramaphosa Education Trust is all about. On the second hour, we'll be talking about balancing life, career and skills development. We'll have a live interview with Ms. Giselle McIntyre, the director of the Institute of People for Development, and she will be sharing light on that. Her career spans 18 years of skills development solutions, coaching, facilitation, and many more. I'm not going to give much on that. Just make sure that you stay tuned in. Now, on the last hour of our show, we'll be looking at animation as a career. You know, not many people understand what animation is all about and how you can make a career out of this. So we will be talking to Mr. Rian Theron, who is an animator, an artist, and an educator in False Bay College. And he will be telling us more about animation. Just make sure that you connect with us on radio.unisa.ac.za and you shall learn more on these topics.
How to do a standard English dialect. So the first thing we need to do to find that dialect is to sit up and forward in our chairs.
In your headlines at this hour.
So I like to think of this standard English dialect as being an upright rectangle in the mouth. When it comes to making R sounds, right? Because if the back of the tongue is down, then when you go to say the word car, you're not going to get car, you're going to get car.
Good day, I'm Gottfried. UNISA Professor Lily Pretorius, Chair of the Higher Degree Committee.
You're not going to get car, you're going to get car. We're looking for this upper-class dialect.
The Business Day's newspaper reports that AMCU has rejected a government's wage increase proposal.
Lavatory becomes lavatory, secretary becomes secretary.
UNISA Radio News with Godfrey. On the hour, every hour.
Is this guy even African, though?
Over UNISA regions on radio.unisa.ac.za.
Yes, and that's how you can connect with us on radio.unisa.ac.za. It's always a pleasure having you on our show. And we'd like to hear from you so you can interact with us on social media. It is UNISA Radio on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter at UNISA Radio. Now, as I promised you earlier, that we will be talking about educational development and to understand more about Shanduka Foundation and the Cyril Ramaphosa Education Trust. Now, you know that getting funds to pay for your fees can be very challenging for a lot of students, and most students drop out during their years of studying due to a lack of finance. So the Cyril Ramaphosa Education Trust, with the support of Shanduka Foundation, recently hosted its second annual Cyril Ramaphosa Education Trust Award ceremony to honor students in their bursary programs for excellence in academics, leadership, and service. To help us and explain to us what the foundation is all about and what the trust is all about, in studio today I am joined by Ms. Chantel Wolst-Aizen, who is the head of communications and project development at the Shanduka Foundation. Ma'am, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to UNISA Radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me here.
Great. Let's break the ice by explaining what Shanduka Foundation is all about.
The Shanduka Foundation is really the CSI arm of the Shanduka Group. Shanduka Group was established in 2002 And at the time, Cyril Ramaphosa, who founded the group, he decided to set up the Shanduka Foundation. That was in 2004. And committed to spending over 100 million rand in the 10-year period to go specifically towards CSR projects. Now, one of those projects under the foundation is the Cyril Ramaphosa Education Trust.
Oh, okay. Now, I noticed, I just checked the information on internet, and I can see that there are quite a number of umbrella funds, and there's Shanduka Foundation, there's Shanduka Group, there's Cyril Ramaphosa. So this is somehow one and the same thing?
Let me try to clarify. It does get a little bit complicated, in fact. Mm. The Shanduka Group is obviously the mother body.
Okay.
The Shanduka Foundation falls under that, as I've said, as the CSI arm of Shanduka Group. Now, under the foundation, we have a number of entities. We concentrate primarily on education, skills development, and small business development. So under the Shanduka Foundation, we have the Adopt a School Foundation, which works within schools around South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Kagiso Shanduka Trust, which is also working in schools in the Free State. We have the Cyril Ramaphosa Education Trust, which is our bursary scheme. We have an experiential workplace program. Mm-hmm. And then we have the Shanduka Black Umbrellas, which is the small business development program. Mm.
Okay, ma'am. Do you think much is being done to address the issue of a lack of finance when it comes to going to higher education?
Nancy, I think that is a major challenge in our country, access to funding. But if anything, the biggest challenge comes in communication. We work in a lot of schools in rural areas, and I believe that our learners just don't have access to the information. Before you can even access a bursary, you have to know how to get the bursary. You have to know about companies and organizations that are funding. And I think that we should place more pressure on NSFAS to be going into the schools, to be educating learners on how they can access loans, for one. But also it's our duty, too, as citizens, to go out and speak in these schools to educate people on how to access this.
Mm. Now, as a foundation, and you also deal with internships and helping students get financial support, do you concentrate on certain careers or any course that a student may desire to study?
Look, historically, we focused only on business studies. So BCom studies focusing on accounting, preferably. But things have changed, and we now concentrate on scarce skills, essentially. We have a number of partner companies who we manage their bursary programs for them, and they would obviously have different interests in the students that they are supporting. So, for example, engineering, Grindrod and Score Metals are two of our partners. They have a need for engineering students. So if you ask me today, we have 45 students currently on our books for this year, and they cover all fields. But the majority of them would come from, firstly, BCom accounting and then the engineering fields.
Mm, that's very much interesting, ma'am. How do you choose students that you give financial support to? Any requirements?
There are requirements. And again, I just want to put out upfront that our bursary offering is rather, I'd like to believe, a different bursary offering. We're not like some of the big auditing companies or parastatals where they offer hundreds and hundreds of bursaries to students. But it's like throwing money at something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have a limited number of bursaries. The criteria are essentially that you come from a disadvantaged background. It's not all about academics, and I think that is very important to us. It's not about academics. Those students who are A students have easier access to bursaries. They get approached for funding. You know, I mean, they actually get told, we'll give you a bursary. Our students, you come from a disadvantaged background. Primarily, we would prefer to focus on schools that we're working in to give those kids the opportunities to access the bursaries. And obviously, you have to prove that there is a financial need.
Mm. Okay, you recently had an award ceremony. Can you please tell us more about this ceremony?
Look, the ceremony was just recognizing our students who have achieved and those that are graduating from the program. We host this once a year. It is also an opportunity for the new students that are coming on board to meet their peers. We like to call our students, well, we like to believe that our students are all part of one big family. We call it the Shanduka family. Mm. And when they join us, it is all about not only offering them the support in the bursary, and that's the financial support, but we also nurture them and give them mentorship. And that's why I say the bursary is different, because it's easy to throw money at somebody. It doesn't mean that they can achieve what they are going to be wanting to achieve. It's a very big leap for a lot of students coming, or learners coming from a trick and going into university. And we know what the dropout rates are.
Mm.
So this really was an opportunity to recognize those that have achieved.
True. Ma'am, you mentioned earlier that you're working with some schools. Do you have higher educational institutions that you're working with and where you can spot students who are in need of financial support?
Look, we work very closely within the communities where we're involved, and that is throughout South Africa. We aren't currently linked to any higher educational institutions particularly, but we take applications for bursaries, and we certainly have. We know within our schools, the matriculants that the headmasters will have highlighted, we know which students we're going to be looking out for. And again, I say it's not only about academics. It's those students that have shown that they are able to excel beyond just, I suppose, beyond their circumstances.
Mm. Mm. Where can we go to learn more about this education trust, the foundation, and the information regarding bursaries and internships?
Currently, our website is under construction, but you can get the information on the Shanduka Group website. So that's www.shanduka.co.za.
Okay, ma'am. Any last words of wisdom?
Wise words. You know, I think that if I had to give words of wisdom to any students, it would be, to learners, it would be that you can go out there and you can achieve your dreams. I think that nobody should ever give up books, and education is the most important thing that anybody can do for themselves. It's not about doing it for others. It's not about doing it for your parents or being constrained by your circumstances. Get an education. It is important, and it is the only thing that no one else can take away from you.
Well, I'm sorry. I know I said last words of wisdom. I just wanted to find out this quickly. Does your bursary cover just tuition fee, or do you also cover accommodation, books, and everything?
Our bursary is a full bursary. It covers accommodation, tuition, books. There's a stipend involved. And then, of course, we have a holiday program, which makes it quite unique also. Twice a year, we have the holiday program where the students are all accommodated for up to 2 weeks, where we do life skills training, we do mentorship, we do just teamwork and things like that.
Mm. Ma'am, thank you very much for your time. And definitely, I hope that more students are all ears. They will definitely go visit your website find out more about this. And we appreciate what you're doing. I mean, you're making a big difference in South Africa. That's a very great job, really.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Great. Thank you very much for your time. And that was Ms. Chantel Oosthuizen, the Head of Communications and Project Development, from Shanduka Foundation. And she was explaining to us how this foundation came about, how it works, and about the Cyril Ramaphosa Education Trust. Do visit their website to find out more about this foundation, other umbrella funds that they have, and how you can go about applying for a bursary. It is www.shanduka.co.za, and good luck. Hopefully you will be one of those students if you can actually prove that you can, you know, go far beyond your circumstances. Remember that your background does not define your future, so you can just stand up and do it for yourself.